In this demo, we will create a formula field that displays a red flag when the account status is red and a green flag when the account status is green. We'll start on the account field setup page. We'll scroll down and create a new custom field. We'll select formula as the field type and click Next. We'll name the field account status. Then we'll select tax as the formula return type and click Next. Now it's time to write our formula. We'll start by clicking the Advanced Formula tab, which shows us all options for creating the formula. First, we'll insert the image function into our formula. We'll select the image function from the alphabetized list of functions, and then we'll insert that function. Here's a tip. If you click into the list of functions and type a single letter, the list will jump to functions that begin with that letter. Now, we see the parameters that we'll need to enter into the image function. Anything listed in square brackets is optional. In this case, let's remove the optional height and width parameters since we don't want to specify them directly. Now we can focus on what we need to include in the formula. First, we need to include the image underscore URL. In our formula, we want to display different images based on the status of an account. We'll use the case function to display a different flag based on the value in the status field. We'll highlight the text that says image underscore URL, and we'll replace it with the case function. The first parameter of the case function is the expression, which is the field we want to evaluate. We'll select the word expression and click Insert Field. Then we'll insert the reference to the status field. This is the easiest way to insert a field and make sure that we've referenced it correctly. Now we need to indicate what to display for each status. If the status is red, we want to display a red flag. So we'll highlight value 1 and enter the word red in quotation marks. Then we'll highlight result 1 and enter the URL for the red flag image in quotation marks. Now we need to indicate what to display if the status is green. We'll highlight value 2 and type green in quotation marks. Next, we'll highlight result 2 and enter the URL for the green flag image in quotation marks. The next parameter that we'll enter is the else underscore result. This is the result to display if the status is not red or green. We'll highlight the ellipses that serve as a placeholder for other value result pairs, as well as the text else underscore result. Then we'll enter a special URL in quotation marks that indicates not to display an image. Finally, we need to enter alternate text to display if the images can't be displayed to the user. We'll highlight alternate underscore text and replace it with account status flag in quotation marks. Finally, we'll click check syntax to make sure that the formula is syntactically correct. And then we'll click next to proceed through the creation of the custom field and specify field visibility. That's it. We've just created an image field that displays a red flag for accounts with a status of red and a green flag for green accounts. Now let's test it out. We're on the Universal Motors account and we're going to specify a status of green. We'll click Edit, change the status to green, and click Save. We can now see the green flag image displayed in the account status field. We've successfully created our first formula field.